Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story which the Rebbe told in a letter. Now, in the days of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, who was the Rebbe until 1950, Tav Shin Yud, the previous Rebbe writes about a young man who had never gone to yeshiva, and he moved for whatever reasons, business reasons perhaps, to a faraway place. It was far away from most Jewish settlement, physically and also spiritually. It was not a place that had a lot of resources for learning Torah and so forth. Soon after that young man arrived in that city, the previous Rebbe began to get letters, lots of letters from various people who were writing to him to ask his advice, bracha, blessings, etc. Now, how did this happen? The way it happened was that this young man, although not so learned in Torah, was very connected to the previous Rebbe. And he was very sincere. And whenever he would meet a Jewish person who had any kind of difficulty or problem, challenge, whatever it might be, he would say very clearly and very sincerely, he would say, right from the heart, he said, the Jewish people have a Rebbe. And this Rebbe is not limited by the laws of nature. And whoever wants to follow a secure path, either in their business or in their home life, should not raise a finger without first consulting with this Rebbe. Now, when people heard what this young man said, they saw that he was very sincere. He was saying his true inner feelings. And people can tell when somebody's speaking truthfully. And therefore, it affected them. And they therefore asked him to bring their requests or help them to send their requests to the previous Rebbe. Now, of course, we should try to be Talmidei Chachamim. We should try to be very learned and try to go to yeshiva and try to continue to learn all of our life long. But we see that even this person that didn't have so much learning was able to affect people very deeply and help them to understand the importance of connecting with a Rebbe. And this certainly improved their life significantly. So much more so if we can also learn, and not only also learn, but become very learned. Learn it in Gemara, and learn it in Mishnah, and Chumash, learn it in Chassidus, and really daven with all of our heart, and really become full with Torah and mitzvahs, then certainly we will have a very big effect on people around us, helping them to become more involved with learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, helping them to connect also to the Rebbe, and this will help to bring Mashiach much, much quicker. What is the connection with Mashiach? It is that, or one of the possibilities of the connection of the story of Mashiach is, that we never know what little thought, speech, or action can bring about the Geula. As the Rambam says, one should look at the whole world as if it's on a scale, a laboratory scale, two sides balanced, and all of the good is on one side and all of the bad is on the other side. And one thought, speech, or action can tip the whole scale. So much more so bringing a person to have a connection with the tzaddik, with the Rebbe, or as we were talking about happening by the Geula with Mashiach himself, certainly this will speed the process. May it happen immediately, if not sooner. And thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.